There are some really beautiful campgrounds in the Green Mountain National Forest, but the U.S. Forest Service says the facilities need upgrades, and that will cost money. So now the federal agency wants to increase the fees at some of the most popular campgrounds in Vermont's National Forest, as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports.
We'll call that running water.
The hand pump at Grout Pond in southern Vermont is pretty cool, and it works. But U.S. Forest Service Program Manager Emily Lauderdale says if you've got mobility challenges and you didn't fill up before you left home, well, then you'll go thirsty. Lauderdale says upgrading the hand pump is just one step the Forest Service wants to take to make Grout Pond more accessible to everybody.
So right now, the more modern versions of these would be accessible. It would be something more of a paddle that somebody with limited arm mobility would be able to work. And I think Grout Pond is an excellent site to be looking at those opportunities to open up pieces of the forest to visitors with all sorts of accessibility levels.
Lauderdale says visits to Grout Pond and to the other similar campgrounds in the National Forest are way up. And she says the federal government wants to raise some money to make improvements and conserve the fragile environment. If the new fees are approved, Lauderdale says people would be able to reserve sites and upgrades would be made to campgrounds throughout the Green Mountains.
I think we're just trying to cater to a variety of different recreational desires that our visitors have. And one of those is camping with amenities such as water and toilets.
The Green Mountain National Forest is divided into two sections in the southern and central parts of the state, and the federal government wants to raise the camping fees throughout the region. At some sites, like here at Grout Pond, it doesn't cost anything to camp, and the new proposal includes a $16 a night fee. On a recent sunny late summer day, John Morgan of Bennington had a prime camping spot right on the pond. His canoe bobbed in the water, and Morgan was enjoying an adult beverage. Across the pond, early fall color blazed on the hillside. Morgan comes out here at least once a year, and he admits that it's easy to choose Grout Pond knowing it's free.
To be honest, that is a part of it.
But Morgan says a camping fee wouldn't force him to change his annual visit to Grout Pond.
It's quiet, beautiful. You know, it's not like the other campsites you go and you're stacked on each other. That's the reason why we come up here, because it's nice and private. And, you know, $15, you know, I agree with that.
The Forest Service says 80 to 95% of the fees it collects are invested locally to operate, maintain, and improve the area. Comments on the proposed fee increases are being accepted until October 11th. And a regional advisory committee will make the final determinations. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in the Green Mountain National Forest.